people that develop their aspirations, that develop their expectation. Yes, I want to have such and such salary, I want to have such and such possessions, I want to have such and such assets with me. And people have all of these dreams and lofty expectations, but then all of us know that everything that we dream and everything that we expect, the material world doesn't provide that. The Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter mentions the five factors of actions. What are the factors which determine what we receive in this material world? So this is the 14th verse of the 18th chapter, Adhishthanam Tatha Karta. Karanam cha prithak vidham, vividhasta, vividhascha prithak cheshta, daivam chaivatra panchamam. Adhishthanam, the place of action, where the action is being performed. Adhishthanam tatha karta, the capabilities of the person who is performing that action. Karanam cha prithak vidham, the instruments of action, what is he taking help from? The instruments of action. Vividhascha prithak cheshta. And of course, the cheshta, the endeavor that the person is putting. But then, no matter how good the place of action is, no matter how expert the performer is, no matter how efficient the instruments are, and no matter the kind of hard work a person might be putting in, there is the fifth factor. Daivam chaivatra panchamam. There is the destiny. There is the destiny of what we deserve, not just what we desire. What we obtain in this material, what we get in this material world, is not a factor of what we have desired, but also what we have, what is destined for us as per our karma, as per our past activities, and how the reactions of the past activities will manifest in which way and form is very difficult to ascertain. Again, the Gita mentions, 4th chapter, karmano hi api bodhavyam bodhavyamscha vikarmanaha akarmanascha bodhavyam gahana karmano gati. How the reactions of good activities performed in the past will manifest, when and in what form, how the reactions of the sinful acts performed in the past will manifest, in which way and form and when, is very, very difficult to understand, because the intricacies of karma, gahana karmano gati, the intricacies of karma is very difficult to ascertain beforehand. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is teaching us that have proper expectations in this world. Right in the beginning of this chapter, when Parikshit Maharaj, he puts that dead snake on the neck of Samik Rishi, and he is returning back into his kingdom. Parikshit Maharaj is contemplating that this action of mine is not in accordance with the desire of the Supreme Lord. This action of mine is not what has been recommended in the Shastra. And therefore, I must expect some calamity to come upon me. Parikshit Maharaj is resetting his expectation that because my performance of certain activities is not in accordance to the teachings of the scriptures, therefore, Parikshit Maharaj says that due to my neglecting the injunctions of the Supreme Lord, I must certainly expect some difficulty to overcome me in the near future. And therefore, Krishna also schools us in the Gita that we have the right to perform our activities, but not the right to expect the results of our actions. Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. You have the right to act, but not to expect the fruits of your action. And therefore, when we look at our own lives, what Parikshit Maharaj is contemplating here, that my actions are not in accordance with the instructions of the scriptures, therefore I must expect some calamity, some difficulty. Once again, the Bhagavad Gita mentions, yah shastra vidhim utsrijya vartate kamakaratah nasa siddhim avapanoti na sukham na paramgatim. Anyone who doesn't lead his life as per the injunctions of the shastra, yah shastra vidhim utsrijya, neglecting the instructions of the scriptures, Vartate kamaka aratha, just lives by his own wishes and desires. Kamaka aratha, by his own sweet will. What is the result of such a person? Nasa siddhim avapnoti. Such a person doesn't experience perfection in his endeavors. Nasa siddhim avapnoti. Na sukham, no happiness. Na param gatim, and doesn't obtain the final destination. And when we look at our own lives, it is not very difficult to figure out that life in this material world, that you know, the jivas in this material world, everyone, myself and all of us present here, the kind of life that we have been leading was not perfectly in accordance with the instructions of the scriptures. And therefore, we can expect difficulties and problems in this material world. This material world is known as Bhavasagar. Bhavasagar means an ocean of material miseries. And any person, if a person is present in the middle of, like the salt ocean is there, right next to where we are sitting. So a person who is present in the middle of a salt ocean is bound to experience that salty taste. So similarly, as long as all of us are present here in this material world, the tribulations of the material world are definitely going to affect us, are definitely going to impact us. Because we are not designed to be controllers here. And people who have the right expectation of what to expect from the situation that I am in, they are able to accept their situation, which is the next thing that Parikshit Maharaj is doing. After adjusting his expectation of an impending calamity, Parikshit Maharaj is accepting his situation and he says, Na sadhu mene na chirena takshaka na alam prasaktasya virakti karanam. Based on all of these five factors which Bhagavad Gita is mentioning, we also land up in a particular situation, sometimes in a comfortable situation, sometimes in a crisis situation. And when we land up in a crisis situation, the typical response is blaming. Blaming others, blaming the situation, blaming the government, blaming the demigods, and finally blaming the Supreme God Himself. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, he very graciously accepts the curse of the small little boy Sringi. Now mind you, Parikshit Maharaj was the emperor of the entire world at that point of time. He was capable of punishing even Kali Yuga personified. If he wanted, would he not be able, Parikshit Maharaj, he would have been easily able to punish the 5-year-old child, Sringi. How dare you curse me? No. He would have got all of his soldiers and bound that small little boy and, you know, tormented him like anything. But no, that's not what Parikshit Maharaj does. Parikshit Maharaj graciously accepts the curse. He accepts the situation, that this situation that I have landed in is a result of my own activity that I have performed in the past. And therefore, let me accept this situation and prepare for what is about to come. And therefore, it is said that our welfare is not in constructing perfect situations. We find people in this world very busy in trying to create perfect situations for a comfortable life in this material world. But the scriptures, they help us understand that how the endeavor should not be in trying to create perfect situations, but to cultivate a perfect consciousness. Because this material world will keep posing unexpected difficulties and problems. And therefore, when we learn to accept situations, we are able to focus on more important things in our lives. Just like when we learn to accept people the way they are, we are able to improve our relationships. When we are able to accept that place that we are in, we understand that there are pros and cons of every place. There are pros and cons of every situation. And therefore, instead of cribbing and crying that why is it that I have landed into this particular situation, here we learn from Parikshit Maharaj that Parikshit Maharaj is pausing and planning. How do I plan? How do I see the good in this particular situation? And he's mentioning that sa sadhu mene, good that this situation has come in my life. Sa sadhu mene, sadhu means well and good. Nice that I have landed up in this situation. Why? Prasaktasya virakti karanam. It is very much possible that being surrounded, living in this royal opulence and everything, I have become prasaktasya, got very much attached to this royal opulence. And therefore, this situation will become a karana, will become a reason for my virakti, for my detachment from all of these opulences. And therefore, material situations, if we are able to see and accept those situations and analyze them with a cool head, we'll be able to figure out how to make the best use of this situation for constructing reconfiguring our consciousness. Srila Prabhupada used to say that this material life is like dry wood. But if we are able to carve Krishna out of it, that is success. Material life, there is nothing very exciting about material life. All that is exciting is the promises of this material life. But then, this material life, which is like dry wood, if we are able to carve Krishna out of it, if we are able to reconfigure our consciousness, if we are able to improve our Krishna consciousness, then that is success. And how do we do that? Just adjusting our expectations and accepting situations will still keep us on the material plane. If we at all want to rise up, the whole purpose is to raise our consciousness and change our perspective of living in this material world. So that reconfiguring of consciousness, that carving of Krishna out of this dry wood of material life is not going to be possible just by our own endeavor. That is going to be possible when we aspire for a higher connection, which Parikshit Maharaj is doing that. Parikshit Maharaj didn't just think, good that this situation has come, now I will become detached, you know, because I have done something wrong, you know, I can expect some calamity. It's not that Parikshit Maharaj is just doing some thinking business. He actually hands over his big kingdom to his son, leaves all of his royal opulence and walks towards the banks of River Ganges. And when there is this endeavor from the side of the practitioner, when there is this expression of aspiration for a higher connect, the Supreme Lord also helps. It's not that Parikshit Maharaj, he sent out invites to all the sages and demigods that, look, now I have renounced my kingdom and now all of you should come and... Nahin. Parikshit Maharaj just desired that connect. He just desired very, very intensely. And because of that intense desire, the Supreme Lord arranged for the arrival of all of these great personalities like Narad Muni, great sages like Brihaspati, Bhrigu, Vasishtha, Parashara Muni, Vishwamitra Muni, Angira Muni, Parshuram, all of these great personalities which have their own episodes, big, huge episodes in the scriptures. All of these great personalities, they arrive there. And last but not the least, the Supreme Lord arranges for the presence of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. This whole chapter is entitled The Arrival of Sukadeva Goswami. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj's actions are an outcome of his strong aspiration within his heart. And when Sukadeva Goswami he arrives, the beauty of his physical features are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How he was like a moon amidst all of the different stars and heavenly planets and all of the nakshatras and everything. Sukadeva Goswami. And there were people, there were these young girls and young boys making a mockery of this person who was not clothed and like material garments, all of them were laughing and throwing stones. But when they saw all of these great personalities rise up from their position, Narad Muni, Angira Muni, Parshuram, and all of these great people, just when Sukhdev Goswami arrives, everyone rises up and gives him, places him on a elevated seat. And when these people, they see that, you know, he's actually given so much of him respect, then they retreat, they go behind. And then the great devotee Maharaj Parikshit, he approaches him and offers his respects by bowing down before him and politely inquiring with sweet words and folded hands. That aspiration is now manifesting in some actions. Pranamya murdha avahitah kritanjalir natva gira sunritya anva prichat. And finally, Parikshit Maharaj, he admits that my connection to all of you is what will make me eligible to serve the devotees of the Lord. Very beautiful. Parikshit Maharaj is mentioning, Aho adya vayam brahman sat sevya kshatra bandhava. Aho atra, today people like me who are kshatra bandhava means friend of the kshatriyas. Parikshit Maharaj knows that my forefathers, they were great kshatriyas, they were great devotees of the Lord. But I am not qualified like the Pandavas, I am not qualified like my forefathers. I am just like a friend, a kshatra bandhava, just like there is Brahma bandhu, a friend of a brahmana. Similarly, there is kshatra bandhu, friend of a kshatriya. Parikshit Maharaj doesn't consider himself as a qualified kshatriya, doesn't consider himself as a right representative of his qualified forefathers. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is saying, I'm not a qualified person, but just by being before all of you, today, people like me have become fortunate and have become eligible to serve the supreme devotees of the Lord. He's not even saying that just by being all of you, now I'll be able to serve the supreme Lord. No. Not even direct approaching the Supreme Lord. I'll be able to serve the devotees of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is teaching us that that higher connect is not just in terms of connecting to the Supreme Lord, but in terms of also connecting to the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Parikshit Maharaj is not glorifying Krishna. Oh, Krishna, so nice that all of you have, you know, you have sent all of these people so that, you know, they'll be able to help me. Nahin. He's just thanking everyone who has arrived there so that by your association, someday I'll be able to serve the devotees of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also mentions that perfecting one's life is not just a matter of one's individual endeavor. Ekaki amar nahi paya bala harinama sankirtane. Tumi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deho Krishna namadhane. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, you know, such a great acharya. He is mentioning, ekaki amara nahi paya bala. On my own endeavor, I don't have so much strength to perfect my life, to grow in Krishna consciousness. Nahi paya bala harinama sankirtane. Nahi. And we also have experienced it. When we sit down to chant, you know, individually on our own, we tend to repeatedly fall asleep. But when we are chanting with devotees, we see everyone struggling and we also get that, you know, desire to struggle hard. We also get help from the devotees. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj is mentioning, Tumi Kripa Kori Shraddha Bindu Diya Deho Krishna Nama Dhane. This Krishna Nama Dhana is not going to be possible by my own endeavor. I'll obtain this Krishna Nama Dhana, this wealth of the realization of the potency of the holy name, only by the mercy of the devotees. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj is expressing here that by being present before all of you, I'll be able to now understand the wealth of Krishna Nam. I'll be able to understand the wealth of, you know, actually connecting to Krishna. And then Parikshit Maharaj is begging for instructions, this particular verse. Atah prichhami sam siddhim yogi nam paramam gurum. There were a lot of people who were very perfect practitioners of the yoga process. But then he is saying, Sukhdev Goswami, you are amongst all of these perfectionists of yoga, you are paramam gurum. You are the supreme teacher who knows the actual understanding, who has the actual meaning and understanding of the perfection of yoga. Yogi nam paramam gurum. And I inquire about from you, purushasyeha yat karyam, what is the most beneficial activity for everyone to be performed, especially for a person mriyamanasya sarvatha, especially for someone who is about to die. Srila Prabhupada explains that this material world, at every moment, the nature of time in this material world is that every moment time is deteriorating things here in this material world. Even our lives, ayur harati vaipumsam, by the rising and setting of the sun, the time is snatching away our life slowly but surely. And therefore, when we understand mriyamanasya ka sarvatha, for a person who is about to die, it doesn't only refer to Parikshit Maharaj, but it refers to everyone who is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Because yes, everyone is in that process of approaching death. And therefore, here Parikshit Maharaj is begging for instructions. Please tell me, how do I prepare? How do I, prepare myself? Srila Prabhupada, in the purport to the verse, Tadvidhi Pradipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya, Srila Prabhupada writes that the path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. In the initial days, we are told Krishna consciousness is very simple. Just three things: chanting, dancing and feasting. Very simple. Chanting, dancing and feasting. And then we are told, by the way, we should also read some books. You know, here is a Bhagavad Gita. Gita marathon has come. And we start reading the book. First chapter is gone. Second chapter, third. And this fourth chapter, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, the path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. And therefore, the Lord advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is proper inquiry and unless there is proper submission, there cannot be a proper spiritual understanding. So the third thing Parikshit Maharaj is teaching us, apart from adjusting our expectations and accepting the situations, aspiring for connection, Parikshit Maharaj is teaching, ask for instructions, which Parikshit Maharaj is demonstrating by his own example. And here, Srila Prabhupada mentions how these instructions could be effective. The instructions are effective when the purpose of the inquirer is proper, when the potency of the person speaking is proper, and when the point that is being clarified is proper. So here we find that the purpose of the person is very important. And Srila Prabhupada makes it very, very clear. Some very, very golden statements from the Bhaktivedanta purports. Prabhupada is writing, the spiritual master is not meant to be a decoration in our lives. We find so many people in this world who say, even I have a guru. It's kind of a fashion. It's kind of a fashion. A kind of a hip. I also have a guru. Look, he's my guru. And they have this frame of their guru in a very nice golden frame. Just to show to others, look, I also have, this. And there are gurus only for the top class people. There are gurus only for the low class people, and so on and so forth. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, the spiritual master is not a kind of decoration. Unless one is perfectly anxious to inquire about the way of perfection, there is no necessity of approaching a spiritual master. This material world, the natural tendency is to get into a comfortable zone, to get into a, you know, what is it that I like? Even in terms of spiritual, you know, life, sometimes we fall into that trap. What is the prasad that I like? What is the kirtan that I like? What is the, you know, lecture that I like? If the prasad is something that I like, I'll pick up. I'll get more of it. If the kirtan is something that I like, I'll stay for some more time. If the lecture is something which I like, I'll keep sitting, or else I'll keep moving on. No. Here Parikshit Maharaj is propelling, is helping us to ask that question, that are we still concerned about my likes and dislikes, or is my focus likes and dislikes of Krishna? Just like a person who is standing at the top of his terrace and in the spring season and is experiencing the nice cool breeze of the spring season, the natural tendency is to feel, wow, it's so nice, it feels so nice. But then for an exalted devotee thinks that, you know, this breeze is so nice, how blissful will Krishna feel if he experiences this bliss? So it's just a matter of, you know, the perspective. What is the focus? Is the focus my likes and dislikes, or is the focus likes and dislikes of Krishna? Is it my enjoyment that is important, or is it thy enjoyment which is important? And therefore Prabhupada mentions that this aspiration to get connected, this aspiration for a higher connect, should manifest in that anxiety. In that anxiety, how can I hear more? How can I learn more? How can I serve more? Unless and until there is that anxiety to hear more, learn more, and serve more, there is no necessity of accepting a spiritual master. So the purpose has to be very clear. The purpose has to be very clear. The second thing is the potency of a person, the potential of the person who is answering. Again, in this purport, Prabhupada writes, the pseudo-spiritual master flatters the so-called disciple, and thereby the master and his ward, the master and his, not a disciple, his ward, go to hell without a doubt. The fourth chapter mentions, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevya. Whom should you surrender? Whom should you ask? Whom should you serve? Jnaninas tattva darshana. A person who actually knows the truth. How do we know whether a person is tattva darshi? How do we know if a person is qualified to help us on the spiritual path? By three things. We know the potential of a person to be able to help us by the connection that he has. Is the person himself connected to Krishna through a bona fide parampara? And what is he doing? What is his sadhana? What are his endeavors to maintain that connection? We understand a bona fide spiritual master by his connection. We understand a bona fide spiritual master by his consciousness. What is his consciousness? Is his consciousness still lying in material things? What is his endeavor to maintain his consciousness? What is his consciousness based on? Is his consciousness based on transcendental knowledge, or just some tips and tricks and observations in this material world? Is his consciousness reflecting in the way he is walking his talk? Is he actually following? What is he speaking? And what is his consciousness? What is his own service towards his spiritual master, towards Krishna himself? So yes, the connection of the person, the consciousness of the person, and the contribution of a person. What is he giving to his people? Is he just giving some nice tips to be able to be happy and to be, how are you feeling? If you just do this, you know, you'll be comfortable in this world. Is he just giving some material advice? Or is he actually helping a person to get connected to Krishna? And is he actually concerned about his students? Is he actually bothered? Or all that is concerned about is numbers? All that he is concerned about is, you know, a big following. So we understand a bona fide spiritual teacher based on his connection, his consciousness, and his contribution. And Srila Prabhupada writes that satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Prabhupada writes 4.34 purport. The secret of advancement in spiritual life is the satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master. Prior to this, in the first canto, when the sages of Naimisharanya, they have approached Suta Goswami and they are asking questions to Suta Goswami. Suta Goswami is appreciating their question. He is saying, Munayah sadhu prishto aham bhavadbir lokamangalam yat kritah krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati. Your questions, O sages of Naimisharanya, are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. So Suta Goswami is mentioning that it's not that any kind of a discussion between a bona fide spiritual teacher and a disciple is going to benefit. Nahin. Unless and until the conversation, unless and until the discussion is about the topics of Krishna, is on the topics of Krishna. Only when the discussion is on the topics of Krishna, that is Loka Mangalam. That is for the welfare of the entire humanity. And yenatma suprasidati. So he's mentioning about two benefits. The very first thing, wherever there is a discussion about Krishna that is happening, that is Loka Mangalam. There is welfare of everything. Even here, Parikshit Maharaj is mentioning that by learning from you, by hearing from you, your words are applicable and helpful for everyone. And yenatma suprasidati, it completely satisfies the self. Srila Prabhupada writes in the end of this purport that this question of Parikshit Maharaj is the basic principle of the complete thesis of Srimad Bhagavatam. The entire Srimad Bhagavatam is born out of this one particular question of Parikshit Maharaj. Please tell me, Purushasyeha Yat Karyam Mriyamanasya Sarvatha. What is the best activity for all of humanity, especially for a person who is about to die? And Prabhupada is writing that this question is the basic principle of the complete thesis of Srimad Bhagavatam. And now let us hear what the great master has to say. And after doing that, Parikshit Maharaj, yes, he adjusted his expectation that because I have performed something not in accordance with the desire of the Supreme Lord, I must expect the right thing in terms of a calamity. And he is accepting the situation. He has accepted that curse. He is not retaliating to Sringi. He has accepted the curse and he is planning for himself. The third thing is he is aspiring for connection. He knows that, you know, that connection is not going to be possible on my own endeavor. He is aspiring for a higher connect with the devotees of the Supreme Lord, with the Supreme Lord himself. And finally, when that connect is provided, he's asking for instructions. What do I do now? And after getting the instructions from Sukadev Goswami, it's not that Parikshit Maharaj, he just had a nice clap. Wow, brilliant, brilliant. 7 days of, you know, beautiful discourse. Now, let's kind of call it a day. No. So it was a nice class and everything. No, he actually implements what he hears. There's this beautiful verse which Udyamena hi siddhyanti karyani na manorathe nahi suptasya singhasya pravishanti मुखे मृगः, इवन अ लायन, उद्यमेन ही सिद्ध्यन्ति कार्याणि न मनोरथे, इवन अ लायन हैज टू एंडेवर वेरी वेरी हार्ड टू कैच हिज प्रे. अ टाइगर और अ लायन एक्चुअली हैज टू रन आफ्टर मेनी मेनी यू नो डियर्स इन द फॉरेस्ट, एंड इट इज सेड फॉर एज लॉन्ग एज समटाइम्स 7 days द टाइगर चेजेस अ डियर. यस, द नेचर हैज गिवन द टाइगर विथ अ स्ट्रांग बॉडी टू चेज, बट द नेचर हैज ऑल्सो प्रोवाइडेड अ केपेबल बॉडी टू द डियर टू रन अवे. And the tiger chases sometimes many, many preys, and the prey keeps running. And sometimes for 7 days, the tiger is unable to catch a prey. So he also has to work very hard. Udyamena hi siddhyanti. He also gets his perfection only by proper endeavor. Udyamena hi siddhyanti karyani na manorathe. Just by thinking, yes, Krishna consciousness is very nice, chanting is very nice, going to the temple is very nice, sitting in Srimad Bhagavatam class is very nice. Nahi. There has to be udyamena. There has to be an endeavor to remain awake in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. There has to be an endeavor to regularly visit the temple. There has to be an endeavor to sincerely chant the holy names of the Lord. Prabhupada mentions this path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. It's, yes, it is chanting, dancing and feasting. But to continuously do that in the right consciousness, to continuously chant in the right consciousness, to continuously dance in the right consciousness, to continuously even feast in the right consciousness, needs endeavor. Nahi suptasya singhasya pravishanti mukhe mriga. Even a sleeping lion, it's not that the prey just comes before the lion. I'm here. You just need to open up your mouth. No, it doesn't happen that way. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, he hears with rapt attention. And the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam mentions how Parikshit Maharaj acts. This 12.6.9. Atmani atmanam atmana. Atmani atmanam atmana. He focuses his mind on his actual spiritual identity with the help of his intelligence. Atmani refers to his original spiritual identity. Atmani atmanam, with the help of his mind, he focuses his mind on his actual spiritual understanding, atmana, with the help of the intelligence that he has derived based on what he has heard. So based on what Parikshit Maharaj has heard from Sukhdev Goswami, he is now able to control his mind and situate himself in his actual spiritual understanding. He settled his mind within his spiritual self by pure intelligence. And that is when Parikshit Maharaj is situated, and it is said that, you know, his body becomes like that of a tree, stationed like that of a tree, still like a tree. And when Takshak comes, he is not at all bewildered. He is not at all, bewildered seeing Takshak. And very, very spontaneously, he is able to give up this material life, which is the success. And therefore, here, this particular chapter, we find Parikshit Maharaj teaching us by his example, the way of perfection, the way of navigating life in this material world. Have the right kind of expectation, adjust your expectations. Accept your situations. You'll not always be able to control the situations. We will need to learn how to accept situations and not just accept and remain where we are, but aspire for connection to devotees, aspire for a stronger connect to the devotees of the Lord, to the Supreme Lord Himself. And when that connection is provided, that connection is arranged by the Supreme Lord, ask for instructions. What do I do now? Now that I am in the association of devotees, what do I need to do now? And when we receive those instructions, we act for perfection. And when we follow in the footsteps of devotees like Parikshit Maharaj, there will be sure shot success. Thank you all very much for your patient hearing. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki jai.